Blog Talk Radio. God bless you, families and a friend. Well, we're going to get ready to start, my God, another week. Last week been so very impactful, amen? And I just bless God for each and every one of you. And I thank God for each and every one of you, especially you ones. My God Almighty, you are taking no prisoner. You don't made up in your mind. You're pressing. You're pushing. You're doing whatever it's going to take, amen? Because you see the reality. You see what you need to see, for you could keep pressing towards the things of the Lord. I know without a shadow of doubt that the Lord is going to continue to carry you. He's going to continue to take you, and he's going to continue to see you through. But I'm telling you right now, saints of God, that it is a blessing for what God has for you. And I know that many of you right now, my God Almighty, you cannot wait for your new. You just cannot wait for what God's going to get ready, or what God has already started, my God, doing a new thing inside of you. And I'm telling you right now that God is going to do a new thing that he's already begun. Are you ready for the new thing that God already begun within you? And I'm telling you right now, if you are ready, you might as well just go ahead and unbuckle your seatbelt
up and you just get ready into the place that God has for you. I know that God has many things ready for you, and I'm telling you right now that it is your season for favor. It is your season to get ready to walk into the blessings, into the things of God, because God got many things for you. Listen, I got something I want to share with you, my God. I thought I'm going to have me a little downtime yesterday. But God, with God, you never know, my God, what's going to happen. You never know what God is going to do. And he just kept that. I had a downtime, a download in my spirit. That's pretty much the downtime. And I want to share some things with you, my God, to help you with your perception, help you with your perceptions, my God, to make sure we get things aligned right as you begin to go through and different things of your journey in your life. Amen? Amen. But I want to just take time out and thank our families and friends, especially into an international. And to bless God with them, because it's a blessing to be with our international families and friends. United Kingdom, Norway, we thank God for you all, my God. France, Europe, we thank God for you all. South Africa, my brothers and sisters, listen, we got to get some time so we can come on over there and see you, my God, next year. Amen. My God, that's a long ride for Pastor, but at the end of the day, I think I have to bring on our very own Pastor Smith. He'll ride with me. Amen. And we want to make sure we go ahead and greet you all as well. My God, if we can't make it over there next year, I know y'all can make it over here. Y'all don't mind flying. Amen. I see you, Pastor Cecil. Amen. God bless you all there. And all our families and friends in, my God, in Egypt, we thank God for you all, my God, as well. We thank God in Asia. We thank our families and friends there as well. We just thank God for you all internationally, and it's just time for us to go ahead and connect and go ahead and begin a new thing and do some work with you all. And I'm very excited, and I know God can. Amen. Listen, saints of God, first of all, before I give a shout-out to our listeners here in the United States of America, I want to thank God for our new listener that came on board with us, and that's Louisiana. I thank God that the word of God is now from ABM, is getting penetrated and is moving through Louisiana. And I thank God for you, Louisiana, for joining in. And like we said on yesterday, I just hope, you know, you just stay connected and you find us as your social media church family. Amen. And we'll be honored to embrace you all. And we just thank God. Amen. And our families and friends that have been walking with us, California, Nevada, we thank God, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, we thank God for you as well. Michigan, Missouri, amen, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, New York, we thank God for you all as well. Texas, amen, you're right next door to Louisiana, we thank God for you all as well. Amen. Alabama, we thank God. Florida, We thank God for you all as well. And it's just a blessing, my God, to commune with our brothers and sisters. And I thank God that as the word of God continue to get out, and we just thank God for what he is doing. Amen. Amen. I thank God for our ADM family. Love you guys. Amen. And I just thank God for what he is doing with all of you and what God has continued to do. Amen. And also, I give a shout out to my first lady, my wife, and I thank God for her as well. Amen. It's a blessing, saints of God. And I'm just so excited that what God is doing. And guess what? My God, when God is doing different things, it is ordained. God wants you to receive, inherit the blessings that he has for you. And I know that you will endure. Amen. You'll be able to receive the blessings that God has for you. It's a beautiful thing that God bless you spiritually and naturally. It's a beautiful thing. Amen. My God Almighty, I'm about ready to jump into gear. But before I jump into gear, amen, we're going to bring on our prayer. Mother Jackson, God bless you.
God bless you this morning, Apostle. It's blessed. Amen. My name on. Well, first of all, I like to give honor to Jesus Christ, who's truly the head of my life. I like to give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I like to give honor to you, Apostle, and First Lady Apostle Spencer. And I would like to give honor to ADM Ministry and to each and to Pastor Smith and to Pastor Barbara Smith and each and every one, the ADM Ministry, and everyone all over the world and everyone that is tuning in this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come to you once more, God, as we know how, God, just thanking you, God, just for another brand new day, God. Just thanking you, God, for breathing down on us, God, giving us another day of life, God, another day that we've never seen before. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, God, as you touch us this morning, God, our activity and our body begin to function, and we begin to rise, God. Just saying thank you, God, just for another day journey. Thank you, Lord, for all you have done for us this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, we realize you didn't have to do it, Lord, but you did it anyhow. So that's enough right now to get up and just praise God in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, how we thank you. How about shake, God? We thank you, God, for the lips of clay, God, that we can give you praise, God, at all times, God. Not just on Sunday, God, but on all, at all times, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We lift up our spouse up to you this morning, God. We pray continually that you strengthen them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for rising them up, God, bringing them to the place, where they need to be in you, God. We thank you, God, for changing their life. How do I say that? God, we pray this morning, God, that you contentedly to be that mind regulator and that heart fixer today in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we can't thank you enough, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. How you just stretching us, God, and making us and molding us to what you will have us to be, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We lift up every leader in the name of Jesus this morning, God. Every pastor in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, let them step on the wall. Don't let them come down, God. Let them cry out your truth like never before, God. Ring the bell of victory, God, about Sunday night, that they may hear from the south, east, north, and west. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for your fire baptizing, God. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to burn us in the name of Jesus, that we can run, God, about shake, God. Run and tell the people everywhere that Jesus is still alive. He's still healing. He's still delivering. He's still in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, this morning, God, I pray, God, that you will open the blind eye, that you will unstop deaf ears in the mighty name of Jesus, God. You will put a praise upon your people's lips, God, that they will always praise you, God, and bow down and honor you. How the most, God, the almighty God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord. We lift up our youth once more to you, God. We pray, God, continually that you shield them and protect them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Bring them up, Hadamokandunamoshe, to young women's God, holy young women's God, that they will walk in the right side now. Walk in your way, God. Yield unto you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And our young men, bring them up, God. Raise them up to be young and respectable men in the name of Jesus. Hadamokandunamoshe, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah this morning. Hadamokandunamoshe, God, we thank you, God. Oh, God, we hold our hands up, God. We yield to you, God, this morning, God. Have your way, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we realize, God, we can't do nothing without you. Oh, but one thing we know, God, we can do all things through you, God, that strengthen us in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God. We thank you, God. Oh, God, we know you're still healing, God. So today we'll say, God, I'll by your stripes, they already healed in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let them continue to stand on your word, God. Stand on your word and walk in faith until it manifests in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you. We thank you for what you're doing even right now, God. Thank you, God, how you're filling somebody with your presence, Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, how you're saving somebody right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for what you're doing, God. We thank you how you're turning somebody's life around over Sunday. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, today we lift up wisdom in the name of Jesus. God, I call his name out to you, God. Wisdom. Oh, God, I pray, God, that you send forth your minister angel to my Sunday, that they will minister wisdom in the name of Jesus. How do I know they have? That they will turn his life around, God. I realize, God, that they have. It's nothing too hard for you to do, God. Oh, I say that they have about Sunday. Oh, I plead the blood of Jesus over crack cocaine. Cocaine be that gone in the name of Jesus. Have a kind of emotion. In the name of Jesus, have a kind of emotion. He will live a normal life. He will of us and die. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for what you're doing, God. I know you're doing that kind of emotion right now. In the name of Jesus, God, go into Winston Room right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, oh, I send it out. Oh, minister to his spirit, God. Break every stronghold, God. Break it down in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we thank you, God, about say, God. Oh, God, today, God, we truly walk by faith and not by sight. How do I send that? We thank you this morning, God. I pray, God, that you turn to every telephone line, every internet, how do I say, God, laptop, God, working to the wise of the day, God. Oh, God, let your anointing come through us and break every stronghold that it comes to the Moshe heals in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, awaken your people, God. Awaken them, God. Awaken them, God, that they know still. In the name of Jesus, God, let them begin to call on your name, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, not just make them realize, God, it's not just going to church. The church is in there, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, let them get a relationship with you, God, that they can sit down and talk with you, pour out to you, God, tell everything about them to you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you don't know, you already know, but you want to hear them say, let them begin to love on you, God, about saying that. Oh, God, let them begin to know what real love is, God, about saying yes, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, how we thank you today, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God, we plead the blood of Jesus over flesh, God, about standing out of this morning, God. We plead the blood of over lust in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray, God, let us women's roles up and worship God like never before. Let us walk in the holy of the head of our side. Holy women's head of our side with clean hands, clean feet. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Don't mind getting up in the morning. Oh, God, kind of bowing down to you, worshiping you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God. We thank you today, God, about saying that. Because we know you're touching somebody hard today, God. And the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, because we know that you're breaking that hard heart of doubt and giving them a flesh heart, that your word can penetrate. In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord, we shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. God, let us continue to be obedient to your word, God. Keep us humble. In the name of Jesus, God, these things we ask you this morning, God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Lord, God, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray, God. We thank you, Lord. Continue to have your way. Amen, amen.
Father, we give you glory. We lift you up. We give you glory. We bless your holy name. Somebody this morning, just take a few minutes and just thank him. Just thank him. Because at the end of the day, you know what you have in your life and what he did for you. You did not deserve it because of our ways, because of our actions. But I thank God that it was a son that died on a cross that made me, my God, put me in the number of deserving what God has for us. So might as well just say thank you. You might as well just say, God, I bless you. You might as well just get up in the morning, my God, this morning, and just thank God, because if it have not been for him on your side, many of you don't know where you will be. You might as well just give God the glory. My God, almighty Louisiana, you go ahead and give God the glory, because at the end of the day, it's nothing higher than God. I don't care what witch doctor, I don't care what soothsayer, I don't care what voodoo or hoodoo, nothing is powerful and higher than God. And God done kept you. You might as well give God a thank you. Somebody just take a few minutes and magnify the living God. You might as well thank him, because this blessing that he's going to get ready to pull out, this miracle that he's going to get ready to pull out, you know you didn't do anything to deserve it. You know you just woke up as a son or as a daughter of God, and God got a blessing with your name on it. So you might as well just say thank you. Somebody just say thank you. My God almighty, this morning, he is worthy to be praised. God, we lift you up. We bless your name forever, forever, and forever. You are worthy to be praised. We give you glory, my God almighty. We give you glory. We magnify your name. Somebody just go ahead and lift them up this morning. My God, allow the sweet spirit of the Holy Ghost just hover around you. Hover around your house. Amen. Many of you on your way to work, my God, go ahead and take it with you on your job. My God, because you are a game changer. You are an atmosphere changer. You come and change your situation. Change your circumstances. No longer you're going to go, my God, into next year, allowing folks and allowing circumstances and allowing issues to change you. You've been to change the whole dynamics of what you're walking into and what you are going into. You're going to be recognized as the individual that changed the game. It ain't no sense coming around you depressed. It's no sense to come around you with anger. It's no sense coming around you with poverty or lack spirit or depression or rejection, because when that anointed one shows up and that is you, you've been to change everything, my God, that is not like God. Is that, do I have any game changer, my God, worshipers this morning, just worshiping the living God, my God, in the name of Jesus? God, we thank you. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name, my God. We bless your holy name. No longer, I declare and decree it this morning, my God, you shall not walk intimidation. You shall not be intimidated. You shall not walk into intimidation. You shall not be intimidated. No matter where you go, where you got to speak, where you got to glorify the man in the name of the Lord Savior Jesus Christ, no longer you're going to walk into intimidation. You will be intimidated for your education, for lack of education, for lack of finances, for lack of, my God, self-esteem, my God almighty. You will not be intimidated. You are a son and a daughter of the Most High God, and it doesn't matter whatever you lack at. God say, wherever you're weak, I am made strong. Whatever you have lack, God say, I will balance it out and give you more than enough.
No longer the saints of God going to be intimidated about religions and about cultures and cults in the name of Jesus. We shall stand up and glorify the name of God. In this day and hour, we will not keep our mouth shut. We will not be scared to glorify the name of the Lord. We're going to make the enemy scared. We're going to put the enemy to the flight. One could take a thousand, but two could put 10,000. Right? Do I got two brothers and sisters this morning? And
say,
I refuse to be intimidated. I refuse to allow my seed, allow my son, allow my daughter be intimidated in this world, in a government system, in a marketplace system, in a political system. We will not be intimidated as Christians, as men and women of God. You shall walk bold in who God is, regardless if regardless of declaring it to the atheist, regardless of declaring it to the Buddhist, regardless of declaring it to the sue worker, regardless of declaring it to the, my God, satanic worker, it doesn't matter. We shall open up our mouth boldly. We will not be intimidated of the presence of the enemy. We will not be intimidated of men and of women, the same one that believe blood like we believe blood, the same ones that put on their pants like we put on our pants. We shall walk with a strong tower, with a large voice, making a voice unto the Lord.
Lord.
I declare it this morning in the name of Jesus. We declare it. We declare it this morning.
Do.
Hallelujah.
Jesus,
we bind
hallelujah.
Up and rebuke intimidation, going being intimidated, going to the doctors because of the doctor report. Do you know who your father is? Do you know who ahead of you? My God Almighty, you might as well enter into the gates with thanksgiving and enter into his courts with praise, because in
hallelujah.
My father's house, not only there is many mansions, but there is healing, there is deliverance, there is second captain
there is
peace. There's joy. Y'all better hear me this morning.
Hallelujah.
That in our Father's house, in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you right now, if you believe it, you go ahead and shout this morning in your house, in your living room. I don't care less if you have to go in the bathroom on your job. You go ahead and give God a shout in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
No longer are you going to be intimidated. Intimidated, my God, intimidated by death. Intimidated by, my God, the enemy's schemes and the enemy isms. Intimidated because he say you're going to be able to, I'm going to do this to you, I'm going to do that to you. No longer intimidation going to walk around you. You
Amen.
Shall be bold. You shall be a bold, strong tower. You shall be an individual that
Amen.
Is going to declare and decree and uplift the word of God. You will not walk in
intimidation.
I hear the Holy Ghost this
Lord.
Morning. I want to root that out of your spirit before 2019 because many of the saints of God, even though we say we believe, but we have a spirit of intimidation. We get intimidated. Amen. That's why many of us cannot give a testimony. That's why many of us are scared to get up and say something, because we're intimidated that we're going to be out of order. We're intimidated that we're going to be in an error. We're intimidated. But how many of you know that the devil is a liar?
Amen.
I pluck it out of your vocabulary. I pluck it out of your content.
Name
I pluck it out of your philosophy.
Yes.
I pluck it out of your articulation. I pluck it out of your execution. You will not be intimidated. You shall fear only the Lord thy God. That's who you shall fear in the name of Jesus. You will not be intimidated by being blessed financially.
Ooh,
you will not be intimidated going into new places. Allow God to take you into new realms, newer levels. You will not be intimidated. You shall not be intimidated of the loud war of the adversary, the crown of the devil, the face expression, my God Almighty, the my God, the vain imagination, the things that he want to bring at you. You will not be intimidated in the name of Jesus. We uproot it out of your spirit in the name of Jesus. You
shall be able to look at the adversary
face to face, nose to nose, and declare, decree the purpose of God that he has for your life, has for your children in the name of Jesus. You will not, as a child of God, be intimidated in the name of Jesus. And every false doctrine and every teaching that came into your spirit to make you feel intimidated, to make you feel like lower than low, I uproot it out of your spirit in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
It will not work no more.
Yes, Lord.
No more.
Thank you, Jesus.
No more.
Thank
you shall be a product of falsified teaching. No more you shall receive individual impartation because of they scared of the enemy, because they want to watch out for the enemy. No, you wear the anointing of God. You sit up high. You ain't scared of no devil. You not scared of no enemy. If he want to fight in the darkness,
amen,
we can
amen.
Fight in the darkness. If he want to show his face in the light, we can show our face in the light. No longer you're going to receive ideology of men receiving it in their in your spirit that you gotta watch out for the devil. Here come the big bad wolf. That's a spirit of intimidation, and it shall not get into your spirit no more. God didn't give you the spirit of fear. God gave you you have the power. He didn't give you the spirit of fear.
Amen.
He didn't give you the spirit of fear. He didn't give me the spirit of fear. I uproot it out of your spirit. I take it out of your context. Take it out of your mind. So many things, we get it twisted.
Jesus.
My God Almighty, what God want to do, we get scared of the enemy. That's a spirit of intimidation that it don't circulate in the church. It don't came into the ideology. It don't came into the theology of man. But I uproot it out of your spirit in the name of Jesus. You will not be intimidated because God want to promote you to a new level. You will not be intimidated of the enemy.
Hello.
Because God want to bless you. You will not
Lord.
Be intimidated of the enemy because God want to heal you. You will not be intimidated of the enemy because God give you a prophetic word for your family, for your home. You will not be intimidated of the adversary.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. I uprooted out of ADM. I uprooted out of the ministers. I uprooted out of your contacts.
Yes,
I uprooted in the name of Jesus, my God Almighty.
Yes,
my God, we're not worried about
yes,
if the enemy want to come.
Lord.
The enemy might be worried about if we're going to come. You are the anointed vessel of God. You are called by God's purpose. You shall not be intimidated. I uprooted intimidation.
Yes.
I cast that
God.
Spirit of intimidation
yes,
out. I cast it out. I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody getting delivered this morning. I feel the spirit of deliverance now. My God Almighty. My God, go ahead and call on the name of Jesus. Go ahead and receive him right now. Go ahead and thank him right now. Release that spirit of intimidation that has been imparted by man teaching, that has been imparted by God Almighty. You are anointed. The Bible says, I gave you the power to cast out the devil. I gave you the anointing. You don't have to be intimidated by man. God gave you the power to walk into buildings, to change the minds of the judge. You don't have to be intimidated by anybody's decision. You just be fearful of the Lord thy God. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. I wasn't coming on this morning to go through this here, but I feel it in the Holy Ghost, my God Almighty. We are rooted now. You will not go in 2019 intimidated. You will not. You will have radical faith. You will have crazy faith. You will have stupid faith, my God Almighty, that you will have no fear. You will have faith that Peter, my God, displayed when they was on the boat and he summoned unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Cannot walk or shall I step out? Can I step out on water? You're going to step out on water this year. You're going to step out on water in 2019 and you will not be intimidated. You will cast it down. You will block it out of your spirit. You're going to attain the things that God said you will. You will attain the things. That God said you're going to attain.
Ooh,
I take it out of your spirit now. I take it out of your context now.
Thank God.
You won't be intimidated no more because the enemy play with your mind. You're not educated enough. You don't have enough word in you. You don't have gifts enough. I take it out of your context now. I take it out of you now. The Bible didn't tell me I need all the education. It did not tell me, my God Almighty, I need all the words that I need, all the words and the syllables and everything to be correct. The Bible tells me if I open up my mouth, God will speak from me. My God Almighty, we declare, we decree it now that you're going to be a mouthpiece for God because you're going to open up your mouth. You're going to open up your mouth.
Yes, Lord.
No. You will not be intimidated. No. This is your last season that you're going to be intimidated because somebody don't told you. God don't bless you to another level. Get ready for the devil. The devil going to come. New level, bring on new devils. I don't give a care how new they want to get. The same God I served yesterday is the same God I serve today. And the last time I checked my Bible and I checked my book, the same God whooped the devil yesterday is the same God putting a whooping on the devil today. And at the end of the day, I am a child of God, live in that, my God. I live in that God.
Yes.
So therefore, why in the world shall I fear? Why in the world shall I fret? Why in the world shall I be intimidated? If anything, when the enemy hear my footstep, he shall run, he shall hide on a rock, he shall go and try to hide his face, he shall get out of my presence in the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus. Because I
Hallelujah.
Am and you are anointed for this.
Yes,
God calls you to be a game changer in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the spirit of intimidation.
Amen.
We rebuke it.
Yes, amen.
I feel the Holy Ghost all over the world. My sons and daughters in Norway, my sons and daughters in the United Kingdom, France, South Africa, rebuke the spirit of intimidation. Rebuke it, my God Almighty, in the name of Jesus. Because philosophy, my God Almighty, because philosophy don't came across, my God, interpreting the word don't came across, says, my God, impart the spirit of intimidation. You will not be intimidated. My God, you're going to keep soaring to levels and levels in the spirit. My God,
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
My God, if anybody in this end season until God calls you home, that going to be intimidated, should be intimidated, it's the devil himself. My God Almighty, one could take 1,000, but two could put 10,000 to the flight.
Amen.
That sounds like intimidation to me, my God Almighty, because when two of us get together, we're going to intimidate 10,000 of them, that they ain't going to want to fight. They ain't going to want to fight. Lift a finger, lift a hand. I take it out of your context, you know, but I take it out of your spirit now. No more that broken context. New levels is new devils. Who cares? Who cares? Because the same anointing that is in me that put that other enemy to our flight, if anybody else want to come new, my God, do you got a knockout punch? I want to talk to somebody this morning that got a knockout punch in your spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All your prayer life.
Hey,
God,
yes,
I won't plan on going no this way this morning. When you begin to come and use these phrases that make it seem as though you're intimidated by the enemy, new level, new devils, God, you better get ready because God's going to bless you. The enemy going to come. The enemy going to do this. The enemy going to do that. The enemy, I've never seen so many saints, my God, the enemy name, my God, that you don't mention so much of the enemy name to the Bible, can that he must record it. The Bible don't even must record his name that many times. My God, the enemy this, the enemy that. Y'all better watch out for this. You better watch out for that. Baby, that's the spirit of intimidation. That's
Amen.
A spirit of intimidation working, my God Almighty, with somebody to enter into you. That's the spirit of intimidation. And long as you are intimidated by the enemy, you're going to always try to be watching out where the enemy at. Here come the enemy. No, the enemy about to be watching where I'm at. Y'all about to hear me. He better be watching where I'm at, because when the light shows up, everything that is darkness got to go. Y'all better hear me. When the spirit of the Lord shows up, every devil, every demon, every philosophy that is not of God got to go in the name of Jesus. You are game changers.
Jesus.
You are game changers. In the name of Jesus, I come against it now. I come against every interpretation that is not biblical, that is not of the gospel, that has been turned around, and the adversary is using it for his mouthpiece. The Bible says he's slick and cunning. He's manipulating the individual as if they're talking about the word of God, but yet they're planting seeds for the adversary. We are rooted now. You shall not be intimidated to open up your mouth. You shall not be intimidated to be blessed by God. You shall not be intimidated to move from level to level. You shall not be intimidated to expand in your business, to expand in your area. You shall not be intimidated no more. You will not be intimidated no more. If you believe it, I dare you to go ahead and give God a praise and go ahead and give God a glory. Hallelujah. In your home, in your house. My God Almighty. My God, I want to talk to some radical folks that you are not intimidated. No, you're not. No, you're not. I'm not intimidated to lose anything, because everything, my God, that you have, God done bless you. So you don't need to be intimidated. Intimidation is a door opener. It's a door opener for the enemy to come in, articulate in your life. Intimidation, my God, is a door opener for the enemy. It's like a hidden door, a sneaky door where the enemy used to come in and do his laconic work. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But he got to come undetected. Y'all hear me? He got to come undetected. And I'm telling you right now, intimidation is a door that the enemy uses to come undetected. But by the power of the Holy Ghost, we expose that hidden door, because it will not work in our life no more in the name of Jesus. I will not be intimidated.
Hallelujah.
Not worried about my finances. Because my Father got me.
Yes.
I'm not worried about your authority. Because your authority cannot ride over the authority. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Don't worry about your education. Moses had a stuttering issue. He couldn't pronounce words correctly. He had a stuttering problem. He said, and God said he had to put somebody with him to be a mouthpiece for him. Because he don't have time to be intimidated. Who's going to receive him? Because his lack of speech is lack of grammar. You shall not.
Hallelujah.
You open up your mouth, the Holy Ghost is going to begin to speak for you. When you declare and decree, they're going to speak for you.
Hallelujah.
We break the cycle
of
our generations.
Name of Jesus, yes, Lord.
We break the cycle.
Yes,
generation
Lord.
Curse.
Yes.
That been imparted down from our ancestors.
Yes.
Intimidation.
Yes.
Intimidation.
My God.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Father, we thank you this morning that we expose the spirit of intimidation. And on this morning today, we will not be intimidated. Intimidated about what you're doing. Intimidated where you're taking us. We will not receive any false philosophy, any doctrine that leads up into intimidation. We will not put that in our spirit, or we will not lease that out of us anymore. New levels bring on new devils. New levels, the enemy want to come at you. Last time I checked, for the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence taketh by force.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Last time I checked, every battle you showed up in was every battle that was won.
Yes.
We will not be intimidated.
Yes,
the saints and
Jesus.
Ministers of the gospel.
Yes, hallelujah.
Leaders of the gospel.
Yes, Lord.
It will not work. We will not be intimidated by witch doctors.
Hallelujah.
Men and women operating as modern day witches, warlocks.
Hey.
Because the power that is inside of us.
Yes.
Bring on my God of money. Will cause the enemy to run in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
My God Almighty, if you believe it, go ahead and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and
hallelujah.
Give God a praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I want the Holy Ghost take us there and we uproot this some more. I want to get it all out of
hallelujah.
You. Every ounce, every bit of it that been imparted into your spirit, that been spoken into your spirit, that been talked to your spirit. I want to get it out of you. Get it out of you. You will not be intimidated. You will not be intimidated. You will rebuke that spirit. You will recognize that spirit.
In the name of
when it shows up, when it comes. We don't care. We don't care how new the devils want to get. We don't care. We don't care how he want to come in. Because my Bible says, when the enemy come in, it's like a flood, the Holy Ghost. My Lord going to lift up a standard against him. We don't care.
Amen, amen. Hey,
you don't
God.
Care.
Hallelujah.
You don't care. The things that now you should be caring about. The things of God.
Yeah.
What God feels about you.
God.
What God feel about you. You're not going to care anymore how the enemy feel, what the enemy says.
Not at all.
Because you will not be intimidated. You will not be intimidated without opening up your mouth and praying, speaking what thus says God.
Man.
You will not be in fear no more. No more. How many of you know this is the last season, this is the last year that the enemy going to cause you to be hushed up? This is the last year. This is the last year that you will be hushed in the name of Jesus. I feel
Amen.
The Holy Ghost, my God Almighty. I feel the spirit of the living God. I'm telling you right now, my God Almighty, the spirit of intimidation is a very slick, cunning individual, very cunning individual. That it uses the body of Christ, uses the church, and it love to use the language of the church, the lingo of the church, to make it sound correct. That's how it gets you to accept it. That's how it gets you to embrace it. Y'all hear me? My God Almighty. That's why so many people now, they have a fear to move to the next level. They have a fear to get a promotion from God. They have a fear, my God Almighty. They have a fear just to open up their mouth and speak what does. They have a fear to be a to be blessed. They have a fear to walk into the things that is unknown because of the spirit of intimidation. You will not be intimidated. Only person you will fear in the spirit is God. That's who you will fear. Saints of God, I was planning on going a different way this morning. But at the end of the day, you know how we do. We love the Holy Ghost. And when God want to come in and deal with something, we're going to let him come in and deal with it. But I thank God that we're dealing with that spirit of intimidation. Because there's so many saints right now are bound by that spirit of intimidation. And they got a stronghold over their seat. Even us in their own natural employment, their natural jobs, so many saints are intimidated from promotion. Intimidated taking on more responsibility. And they just want to stay right there where they are. Well, how many of you know that the devil is a liar? You will not be intimidated no more. You will not be intimidated to move in your promotion, to step out when God tells you to step out. You will not be intimidated to move from one place in the spirit to the next place in the spirit. You will not be intimidated to walk into your blessing. I pull that out of your countenance right now. Last time you're going to be intimidated because you're worrying about is the devil going to show up at your door. He better worry about if you're going to show up at his door.
Amen.
He better worry about if you're going to evade his camp. Because God, last time I checked, that the enemy did not defeat heaven. Heaven defeated the enemy.
Amen.
And when we become born again, become in Christ, I become a part of heaven now. Where the Bible says, I gave you the power. I gave you the power. And the last time I checked in the Garden of Eden, where God don't told the serpent, don't told the enemy, you shall, my God Almighty, you shall eat the dust of the ground. Now you are made under man's feet. Next time you see that spirit, regardless of where you go or who you fellowship with, you begin to rebuke that spirit, for it will not enter into your spirit, because God didn't give you the spirit of fear to be intimidated and walk in intimidation. Take it out now. My God, I thank God for you all. I thank God for our brothers and sisters in Louisiana. I thank God for all of you. My God, I want you to begin to work on that, my God, this week. Begin to rebuke that, the spirit of intimidation. For you will not be intimidated no more, because God got a new plan for you. And it's time for you to walk into it. So we thank God tonight, this morning. We're going to be right back on tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. I have a plan which way to go, but I never know which way we're going to go, because we walk with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We walk with what God says. And you will be the mouthpiece of God, and you're going to speak what thus says God, and you will not be in fear. God bless
Amen.
You. I see you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. God bless you.